USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there were more than 52,000 new infections nationwide. It's the biggest single-day surge in the coronavirus pandemic. The surge is causing more states to halt reopening plans or impose new restrictions. Governor Gavin Newsom is shutting down indoor activities for at least 3 weeks in 19 California counties.
Restaurants, movie theaters, zoos, museums.
The order includes shutting down bars and beach parking lots. Vice President Mike Pence traveled to coronavirus hotspot Arizona. Hospitals there are hiring out-of-state medical workers to handle the overload of patients.
We're going to make sure that Arizona has whatever it takes to meet this moment, to slow the spread, to flatten the curve, to save lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptaVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
The crowd was overjoyed in Richmond, Virginia. The crowd braved a thunderstorm as they watched the statue of General Stonewall Jackson come down. City Councilman Mike Jones.
It is just awesome to see these young protesters create what Martin Luther King called the beautiful community.
There's big changes coming to social media, not just fact-checking, but also in advertising. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Expect Facebook to look a bit different this month. Over 400 advertisers are launching a boycott starting today. The companies are taking part in the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They've all promised they won't spend money on Facebook ads during the month of July. The boycott coming after several civil rights groups have accused the social media giant of allowing hate speech and misinformation spread across its platform.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Department of Homeland Security said it plans to deploy a newly established task force to protect federal statues and other monuments over the 4th of July weekend. Acting Secretary Chad Wolf established the Protecting American Communities Task Force to protect monuments after many had been toppled in recent weeks because of their links to slavery, racism, or colonialism. President Trump signed an executive order last week to protect federal monuments and directed the department to provide personnel to assist with the effort. Wolf said his department will monitor potential civil unrest or destruction and deploy resources to protect federal monuments and work with the Interior and Justice Departments to share intelligence. The effort comes amid widespread Black Lives Matter protests worldwide, inspired by the police-involved death of George Floyd in Minneapolis on May 25th. Some demonstrators have brought down or attempted to bring down statues honoring historic figures who have owned slaves or been involved in the Confederacy or efforts to forcefully relocate Native Americans. In some places, leaders have approved the official removal of such statues, including a Confederate monument in Denton, Texas, a statue of President Theodore Roosevelt at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, and a statue of George Preston Marshall, the founder of the NFL's Washington Redskins. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.